Just weeks before President-elect Donald Trump enters the White House, and with a war still raging on Europe's doorstep, two of that continent's most powerful economies are now under the control of caretaker governments. As Willem Marx reports, the political instability in both France and Germany could have wide-ranging consequences for European security as well as transatlantic relations.
Majorité requise pour l'adoption de la motion de censure 288. Pour l'adoption 331.
The majority had decided to act, the French Assemblée Nationale, or National Assembly, voting to remove Michel Barnier as France's Prime Minister Wednesday night. In accordance with the Constitution, Assembly Speaker Yael Braun-Pivet instructed Barnier to submit his government's resignation to the President.
Le Premier ministre doit remettre au président de la République la démission du gouvernement.
The move means that the president, Emmanuel Macron, and France now face a bit of a bind, with no obvious route for a replacement government that can rely on a stable parliamentary majority, and many months until more elections can be called. But perhaps the biggest problem will be passing next year's budget.
Regarding the adoption of the budget, nothing can change in the parliament before we have a new government.
Mathieu Gallard is a pollster at Ipsos who says political fragmentation may be France's main challenge.
We have three blocks, a left-wing block, a centre-right block, and a radical-right block. And so it's very difficult to have stable government, to have a prime minister who can stay in office for a long time, and to pass a budget, to pass major reforms, to pass laws. And that's the problem.
Meanwhile, in neighbouring Germany, Chancellor Olaf Scholz has also lost his own governing majority in the Bundestag and may now limp on until national elections in February. All this adds up to something European leaders will have to take seriously soon, says Tanja Bürzel, a professor of political science at the Free University in Berlin.
I don't think we've facing a crisis yet, because a crisis entails an existential threat, and I don't think that the European Union faces an existential threat yet. However, it's a major challenge.
And with political polarization and social distrust of government rising on both sides of the Atlantic, the timing of all this is particularly unfortunate, Bürzel says.
It's not easy, right? Because these two countries have always taken the lead and helping Europe to speak one voice. And I think that's what it's required more than ever with Trump taking over the presidency in the US.
Even before these political crises, one major area of concern for many Europeans ahead of a new US administration centered on the continent's security.
For the EU today, the number one urgency is the Ukraine war. And there's, as we know, a certain dose of anxiety in terms of how the Trump administration will handle the war in Ukraine.
Alexandre de Hubschefer is the Paris-based president of the German Marshall Fund of the United States think tank and previously worked for NATO as well as the French Defense Ministry.
At the end of the day, domestic politics will shape foreign policy decisions. And if in Germany and in France the situation is unstable, then this will obviously have implications in a transatlantic context where you will have a Trump administration that has been very clear that he wants to find an agreement to end this war in Ukraine.
The twin economic engines of Europe may already be spluttering slightly, while next year could bring an entirely new era on both sides of the Atlantic. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx.